Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Well, I'd like to give you a good welcome. I know you've had many so far, but these are great days, baptisms. They're very exciting and very special for, obviously, those who are being baptized, and for friends and family and for us, the church. They're sort of highlights, like birthday parties, a great celebration. So we're so glad that you could join us today. Now, I'm going to stay over here because if I step over there, it sounds like something off Jurassic Park. Boom. Boom. You hear the bass going. Bit freaky. Did you hear that? Frightening. Should we do it again? Did you hear that? Okay. Oh, you've turned it off. What a shame. Right, let me put this over here. Well, did you know that do you know that Jesus was actually baptized? Now, he didn't need to be baptized because he never did anything wrong, but he did it as an example of how important it is and as a picture language for us to understand the importance of baptism. Basically, when he went down into the water, it was picture language to say, you know, our past life can be buried. We can have a fresh start. I read once that Marilyn Monroe, on a suicide note, wrote this: I wish I could be born again. She wasn't talking about a spiritual experience, but she was talking about, I wish I could have a fresh start in life, because there were so many regrets and so much pain in her life that she just wanted to wipe the slate clean, press the delete button, reinstall the program, start again. So when he went down into the water, that's what it demonstrates, that our old life, with all its pain, with all its sorrow, with all its mistakes, all its memories, all its regrets, can be buried. We can have a fresh start. And when he comes out of the water, it symbolizes that we can live a new life, not in our own strength, because I don't know about you, but my experience is when I try and do life my way, in my own strength, I have this amazing skill and ability to mess it up. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that. But when Jesus came out of the water, it was symbolizing picture language that we could have a brand new life in the power and in the presence and with the help of God. And that's a wonderful thing. So here we have these baptisms. And in many sense, baptism can have different emphasis for different people. I think if you're an older person, the thought of having our mistakes wiped clean, like, do you remember those sketch-a-let things that you used to get as a kid? You have them at Christmas or birthday, and you could write on them, and you wipe it like that, and you'd start again. The thought that that could happen to our life as an older person, I think that's very appealing. I think for a younger person, well, they've only had a little life, and we're having a few younger people and young adults here being baptized. The thought that they could live the rest of their life fulfilling God's purpose and plan for them. The fact that God has created us and designed us with gifts and talents for a specific purpose, and we don't have to go through life just hoping that we fulfill our destiny or reach our potential, but in partnership with God and friendship with him, being led and guided by him, we can follow his track for our life and know that we are fulfilling the very purpose for which we're created. I think that's really appealing. In fact, to be honest, at the age of 20, that was the thing that really appealed to me. I wasn't brought up in a Christian home, but at the age of 20, I was walking through Castle Cork Goods. I haven't got time to go into the whole story, but I realized that God existed, and it was like a revelation that he was there and that he had a purpose for me. And as I read the Bible and I learned about Jesus, I discovered this amazing love and purpose and plan that he had for my life and each one of us. And like Adam showed us on the screen, that Bible verse that says, I know the plans I've got for you. Plans to bless you, plans for a purpose, plans to give you hope, not plans to harm you or destroy you, but plans that give you a great purpose in life. And the fact that I could fulfill my life with purpose as a young 20-year-old, and we're having some young adults here baptized, was extremely appealing. And I'm so glad that 30-something years ago, I made that decision to follow Jesus because it absolutely changed my life. And so coming out of the waters signifies a life of purpose. Going down to the waters signifies a restart. Isn't that fabulous? Now, when Jesus came out of the water, something really interesting happened. It says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove and resting on him. Now, the Spirit of God is the power of God. And so the power of God came on Jesus to help him fulfill his destiny. And after that, he went around in this power of God preaching, and he said this to everybody: change direction, for the kingdom of God is at hand. In other words, change direction, because God's power and help is at hand for your life. And then he went around demonstrating that God's power and help was available and really close and within our grasp and not far away, that he was up close and personal by healing people. Look what it says. Yes, here it comes onto the screen. Thank you very much. Jesus went around throughout Galilee proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, healing diseases and sicknesses. People brought to him all who were ill and various diseases, those suffering with severe pain. He healed people to show that God was close. It was like another sign. Picture language number one was the baptism. Picture language number two was the healing of people's pains and issues. And you know, if you're in here today and you're suffering from pain, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain, a mental torment, a regret or anything, do you know Jesus can fix that? Because he's close. He's at hand. He's the same yesterday as he is today. In fact, I never forget the day when Blood, there she is, Blood, Blood came to us a number of years ago, and she walked up the steps and her hand was enlarged and swollen and arthritic. She had to wear a contraction to stop it curling up in the middle of the night, because in the morning it would be all like this. And she lived in pain daily with this arthritic condition in her hand. And I remember a number of people just on the steps over there praying that God would heal her hand. And all the pain went immediately. And in the course of the night, the swelling went down, and she has never had to wear that contraption again. And she received healing that day. Never forget that. And I've seen, and we've seen, a lot of people healed of various conditions over the years as a sign that Jesus is true, the message is the same, he's the same God, and he can do for us now what he did 2,000 years ago we read about in the Bible. Take a look at this video of another member of our church called John. And he shared this story with us just before he was about to get baptized because of what Jesus had done in his life.
My name is John. I've been a lorry driver for 40 years. I had an accident 4 years ago where a forklift truck crushed me against the lorry, where I injured my back. I had many treatments. I took a lot of painkillers, I wore belts, and I had two damaged vertebrae in my back, and a tragedy happened in my family where I lost my son, who was a Christian and a member of Cornerstone's church. And I came to the church and I realized that Jesus is real, but I just needed that kickstart which brought me to Jesus. My back has been healed. I can bend over. I can touch my toes. I can jump about. And I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus on Sunday so that all my sins can be cleansed and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is what Jesus has done for me. I can get down on the floor. I can roll about. I can jump up. I can touch my toes down, you know. I can do press-ups, I can do everything I can, you know, and I've got no pain whatsoever.
You know, I couldn't even do that now. But what happened was this: he got crushed by a forklift truck, and he was telling me that he couldn't turn over in the night, and it would take him about 20 minutes to get out of bed in the morning to loosen up or out of a chair. And he prayed, he prayed in the car park. I don't know what it is about that car park. I'll get out of there. He prayed in the car park, and that night, he rolled over in bed. That was the thing. He realized he could do it. He could roll over. And then he got out of bed without pain. An astonishing story. I was having my hair cut a little while ago, as I do from time to time, in Taffy's Barber. And the lady was cutting my hair, and I had half a haircut, and she just disappeared for about 3 minutes. And I thought, where is she? Half a haircut, five guys waiting. What's going on here? With the bib, hair all over the place. And then she came back and says, I'm sorry, I'm really struggling with this. 3 months ago, I fell over a walking stick, damaged my cartilage and the ligament in my knee, and I just can't cope with hobbling around the chair, and carrying on with your haircut. And I told her some of these stories of healing, and I said, well, would you like me to pray for you? And this is in the hairdresser's now. And she went, yes, please. Good answer. So I didn't want to embarrass her. I just said, look, pray this prayer really quickly. Lord Jesus, please heal me now. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, I command your knee to be healed. Lord Jesus, please heal her knee and take away the pain. And I said, move your knee and tell me where the pain is. And she moved her knee and all the pain had gone. She went, that's stunning, that is. Ooh, I feel quite emotional. She was really overwhelmed. I went to see her a number of months later. She had no pain months later, and she said that she was overwhelmed for days. If you're in pain here today, you know Jesus is real. And he can touch you, and he can heal you, and he can make a difference in your life. But that's not the big, that's just a sign for what he can do in our lives. He has the power to transform our lives. Now, what I'd like to do, just very, very quickly, before I move on, if there's any of you in pain here today, and you're a guest or whatever, you're a bit in pain here today, and you would like me to pray for you, for Jesus, I can't do it, Jesus, just to take away your pain right now, in a moment, why don't you just stand up? You don't have to. This is an opportunity if you'd like to. Don't feel obliged. Don't feel under stress. We can move on real quickly. But I wouldn't like this moment to pass by and you not at least have the opportunity. If you come in here like with a shoulder pain, you know, and it's ongoing and you're living with it. Like my wife, Sarah, she had a sporting injury which was the same as a whiplash. And she lived in, it was a condition which was inoperable. And the doctor said she had the mobility of an 80-year-old woman. And she was in pain every single day, every day. And the kids couldn't even give her a hug. And I used to have to watch the kids. They didn't come up to her too quickly to hug her every single day. And then one day in the church, somebody, like I'm saying, just offered, would you like to be prayed for? And she stood up and they prayed for her. And in a moment, she got set free. And she has never suffered with that pain in the same way at all. I mean, totally free. You wouldn't even know she'd suffered from it. She had a neurological disability, and she was set free. So if you'd like me to do that, I can do it. Or if you'd prefer, you can come up to me at the end, and maybe me and some of the elders can pray for you, or whatever condition that you have, because it's not just pain that Jesus heals. Let me just move on very quickly. Another sign was turning water into wine. What does that mean? Well, as we follow Jesus, he has the power to meet our needs. Now, I'm not talking about our greed. I'm not talking about all driving around in Range Rovers. That's not going to happen. But he does have a power to meet our daily needs, because that's what the Lord's Prayer is all about. Look at this. Jesus said, pray this, your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us our daily bread. As we decide, like these youngsters have decided, to do the will of God with their life, one thing they could be sure of, that God will meet their daily needs as they fulfill his will. He is a Father in heaven who comes to bless and provide us as we do his will in our lives. So that means this. This is great, right? We don't have to worry about stuff. Can you imagine what it'd be like going through life without having to fret and worry and be anxious about stuff? So Jesus says, don't worry. Even the sparrows are fed by a Father that loves them. Even the lilies in the pond look really cool. That's my translation. It looked really cool. How much more will your Father who loves you clothe you and feed you? Seek first the will of God. Do what he wants. He'll provide for you. You can live a fear-free life. That's worth its weight in gold, isn't it? That's much more than a big fat check. Fear-free. It's not a Range Rover, but it is your daily needs being provided for. I've experienced that. People in this church have experienced that. This is what Jesus talks about. I've got a great purpose for you. I've got a great plan for you. I can help you live in the power of my presence, and I can meet your daily needs. But the greatest thing of all, as I just close and land the plane, as they say, hope it's not going to be too bumpy. The greatest thing of all is this. Jesus went everywhere saying, I can forgive. He offers forgiveness. He forgave everybody who wanted his forgiveness, who would reach out and say, Jesus, count me in. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to make you my Lord. I'm going to put my faith in you. And in that moment, we get forgiven from the mistakes, the regrets, the wrongs, the sins, the stuff that hurts ourselves, let alone sometimes the people that we love the most. He wipes the slate clean. And that's what baptism is all about. Buried past, new life. And these young people today have made the decision to live a new life or commit to the life that they started with Jesus. Elvis Presley, before he died, was interviewed. And the interviewer says, do you have any regrets in life? And he says, yes, I do. I didn't follow and keep up with my family, with my the faith that my family nurtured me in. At the age of 12, I departed. And although he was the most gifted man of his generation in terms of music and rock and roll, and he was a revolutionary in terms of the sound that he brought to the earth. At the age of 12, he chose us not to follow it through. But these guys have said, I want him. And we pray for them that at the end of their life, they will say, like I have said up to this point, 30 years later, no regrets. The best thing I ever did. So let's pray together. Well, Father, we thank you for this celebration and all that baptism means. And we pray your blessing upon these young people and these young adults as they choose to follow you publicly for the rest of their lives. We pray as the power of the Holy Spirit came upon your Son, that the presence and the power of God will rest upon them and remain upon them all the days of their life, that they will live in wisdom, with courage, with faith, that they will continue to discover your good plans and purpose for them, that they will be world changers for the good, that they will make their mark on this generation, that the world will be better because of their life, and they will make a footprint that makes a difference and can be remembered for years to come. Bless them, Lord, we pray, on this special day, in Jesus' name. Amen.